awesome night, and these guys are battling already for the seats. Good job. It's all about competition around here. You already know that. Hey, just as we're getting started here, we'll kind of finish on the game. What an awesome finish, and really we kind of talk about that's a huge part of what we want to do, you know, in terms of the practices and all the preparation that goes into it, but the finish is a huge part of what we're doing, so it was great to have that tonight. You know, certainly turnover is going to be a big part of it. I think we ended up even tonight, but none bigger than Ricardo Allen at the end of the game to get the tip, and just went right back and forth like we thought it would. Offensive line, I was certainly pleased with that. Ended up with zero sacks and over 100 yards rushing, so couldn't be more pleased with that group. And then we'll give a lot of credit to Philly. We knew they would just battle back, really well coached and really good team. So we knew we'd have our hands full at the end, thought it would come down to the finish, and just like we thought it did. And with that, I'll open it up with some questions.
Coach, what did you learn about your team today in their first full effort?
I think probably the thing that we learned the most, you know, is number one from the competitive side. There are some terrific competitors here. And, you know, to see Julio Jones, I think he had two touchdowns, over 100 yards, the way Matt Ryan, you know, just keeps battling and going for it. So from the offensive side, you just have a sense that, you know, where the competitors are and our best way to feature them. Defensively, thought, you know, in terms of us starting like that, needed to continue to work on affecting the quarterback. We hit him some, didn't sack him, but it's certainly going to be us going about the ball. So we got two today in terms of turnovers and tackling, but that's our area of emphasis certainly for this week.
First, Eagles tempo is no secret to anyone. How much did you realize and have the game plan knowing that the second half was going to come down to that pace?
Yeah, we certainly knew that, and they've got such a unique style about how they play, and they're really committed. It's one of the things I most respect about Chip and their staff. They have a real style about how they play, and they don't back off that. So we knew we'd have our hands full going, you know, all the way through the game. They can score in a minute. And so a couple times they took it down, and we had trouble stopping them on a certain number of plays. But lots of respect for them, their style, how they play. You can't necessarily simulate it, but you do have to have your cleats in the grass and be ready to go and attack, and that's certainly our mindset.
Coach, how much on the final offensive play, how much do you think about throwing the ball there? At third and one, did you think it had to be a run or take it through the mindset on that last?
Yeah, we kind of went through, but we had a pass option alert that was with it. Ended up going with the run, but we had a pass option that went with the play. So, yeah, it was one that could have gone either way based on the look.
Does Matt have the ability to check out of that if he wants?
He does.
Special teams play by Toilolo on the punt was huge.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, there were some huge hits by Bosher and then for Matt hitting on some long ones. Those guys have been doing that the entire camp, and so it's no surprise they had such a good camp. They're so well prepared. They came in and executed just like we thought. So we knew it would take the whole way, you know, offensively, defensively, play a complete game for us to be at our best. And that's what we took tonight. We knew we were going against a really good team, and it took all of us, that's for sure.
As dominant as Julio was, it seemed like in the second half there were times where he was coming in and out of the game. What was that about?
We're just going to keep featuring guys, and so we're going to keep, you know, featuring guys. He'll usually be on there on the third downs when the time comes, but we'll roll receivers, we'll roll running backs, defensive linemen, so we just want those guys to continue to attack on every play and play at this fastest pace we can, so it's hard to go every play when you're doing that.
And tell me what you appreciated the most about what he was able to accomplish tonight. I mean, obviously, he was dominant.
Yeah, and I think it's just he just doesn't back down. You know, any challenge is there, he's ready to go, and it's one of the things I most respect about his game. He's one of those kind of competitors that just he's ready for it every time. And, you know, the guy that, like, wants it thrown to you, he wants to take the last shot, that's him. And, you know, you can't say enough about him as a competitor.
What did you see from Ricardo Allen today, Coach?
One more time, please.
In the second half, when Philly started clicking offensively a little more,
sure.
Yeah,
I think for sure they found some rhythm on some things for us, and so we tried a couple of different things. We went back and forth on a couple of different calls, and I thought they really executed well. And so at the end, you know, we tried different things. They made some plays too, and I got to give them some credit, you know, to the tight end, to the backs, and to Sam as well, throwing some really good balls. So I think it was probably a function of, you know, they just really executed well, you know, on some of the, you know, schemes that came up in the second half.
Ricardo Allen's play, Coach, could you talk about his job he did on the back end?
Sure. He's done it all, you know, the whole training camp in terms of the offseason. We made the move from him from corner to free safety. And I thought from a tackling standpoint, he was really on point. And in terms of his responsibility in the middle of the field, something that we totally count on. So they did a good job. And then at the end, the big play that he had, you know, was certainly one for him. Good things happen to those who run, and he is a guy that runs. You know, I'm, a lot of gratitude, you know, to be part of this organization. And so to me, to be part of it and then to share this night with all of our fans here. It was such an awesome thing to see our fans and our players connect, and that was one of the things I was most looking forward to being a part of it. I know how football is so important in this area, and so for me to be here with this team in this area and see the team and they connect like that, I was pumped up.
There's no secret the offensive line went through some changes here late.
Sure. No change in our scheme and our approach. I think it was just really the mindset that we were going to keep attacking to find the best group and the best way to go about it. And we'll continue to do that in everything that we do. We just always want to keep pressing to find the best way to do it. I think that was just, one example of that. Yeah, I think, for me, especially having the preseason ones to go through and the game management and going back from offense to defense or from my own self, finding my rhythm, those preseason games were really important for me. But I thought, going in, we were well prepared. So usually you trust that preparation and then you let it rip and have fun. So that's what we did.
Thank you, guys. We'll bring Matt to the podium as well.
All right. See you guys. Thank you.